Rex and Smokey go to the circus. Rex and Smokey go to the circus. Rex and Smokey, they go to the circus. Smokey was a cat. Smokey was a smoky colored cat. He was pretty special. Everybody said so. He had that special look in his eyes. He was from somewhere else. He was from a long line of cats who were from Asia or Siam or somewhere exotic. And well, Smokey knew it. He knew he was special. He knew he was destined for something special. He used to lie out in the sun and look out down the road, down the driveway that led up to the house, and he would imagine him being at the end of that road, somewhere out there in the world, doing something pretty special. It was his destiny, and he knew it. Rex, on the other hand, was different. He was a dog. He was a golden retriever. Oh, he was beautiful as well. Beautiful long golden hair, big floppy ears, and lovely eyes. He was loyal. Rex was really loyal. And he also liked eating. Oh, he did like eating. He liked dog biscuits a lot. He didn't really look down the driveway too much. He really just looked to where the dog biscuits were or where they might come from. One day, a flyer came through the mail. Smokey saw it first. It was for a circus that was coming to town. He looked at it and his eyes opened up wide. This was it. This was what he was born for. He was gonna go to the circus. Yes! He was gonna be a circus cat. Well, he went and told Rex. Rex, we're going to the circus.
Oh, okay, said Rex. Will there be dog biscuits there?
Oh, sure, Rex. Sure, said Smokey. Come on.
Okay.
Because Rex was loyal. And off they went, down the driveway. Smokey's heart was beating. Rex was just happy to be going for a walk.
This is cool, said Rex.
Off they went, down the driveway. And out. To town, and sure enough, there it was, the big top, the big tent, and there was clowns and animals, big animals. There was an elephant. Look, Rex, it's an elephant.
Yeah, an elephant, said Rex.
Whoa. And there was giraffes. What giraffes were doing in the circus, I don't know, but they were there. And there was a big strong man. Boy, he had big muscles, and he had a big long moustache, and he was flexing his muscles and lifting this big heavy bar. Wow. Smokey found the boss. He had a big black hat on. And like a long-tailed coat, and stripy pants and big black boots, and he had a big moustache as well. We've come to join the circus. We've come to join your circus, said Smokey the cat. Really, said the man. Really? What do you like on the high trapeze? Oh, just great! Just great, said Smokey. Not really sure exactly what a high trapeze was, but He knew that he was special and that he could do anything. Well, it just so happens that my Chinese trapeze team have quit today and we've got nobody to fill their place in tonight's show. Ah, oh, said Smokey, I could do that. Like, I'm from China somewhere special like that. And it's my destiny. Who's your catcher? Said the man. My catcher. Rex. This is Rex.
Hello, said Rex.
All right then, said the man. Away you go. Show's at 7. Right. Well, come on, Rex. Let's go. So, they went and they asked somebody, excuse me, can you tell me where the trapeze is? Said Smokey. Well, it's up there, said the clown. Pointing up to the very top of the tent where they were inside of. What? Way up there? Way up there. See that swing away up there? That's the high trapeze, said the clown. Ho, ho, ho!
Whoa, 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 said Rex.
Come on, you can do it, Smokey. You're a good catcher. Just imagine I'm a dog biscuit, Rex, and I'll do the rest. Well, 8 o'clock came round, and it was all go. The tent was full of people. That was very exciting for Smokey. Rex enjoyed it too. There was lots of kids there. They all patted him and one or two even gave him some popcorn. That was pretty good. He was starting to like the circus game. And then the moment came. Ladies and gentlemen, said the man in the big black hat and the boots and the stripy pants and the long tail coat. Cast your eyes skyward to the very top of the big top, to the very pinnacle, where there, ladies and gentlemen, you will see, for the first time in your life, the flying Smokey and the amazing Rex. And they looked up, and there, away up, they could just make out, sitting on a swing, a golden retriever dog, and then, on the other side, swinging backwards and forwards on another swing, it looked like a cat. Ho, ho, ho! Boy, this was something special. Backwards and forwards, Smokey swung. Backwards and forwards, getting the right tempo, the right timing, and then he did it. He threw himself off. And Rex was on the other swing, and he was going backwards and forwards. He wasn't really looking. He was looking down at all the crowd. Boy, they were small away down there. Rex! Yelled Smokey. Rex looked up, and there he was, flying through the air at him. His mate Smokey. Hi, Smokey! And as he opened his mouth, in went Smokey's paws. Old Rex, he chomped down with his gentle, soft mouth because he was a catcher. He was just designed for catching or holding things soft in his mouth. And he held them, and they swung backwards and forwards, swat backwards and forwards. Wow, said Rex, wow. He shouldn't have really spoken, because when Rex speaks, he opens his mouth. And when he opens his mouth, old Smokey flew out. Well, it was just perfect, because Smokey was pretty good at landing on his feet. And he turned around in midair, and there it was, his swing. And he grabbed a hold of it, and they swung backwards, and he swung backwards and forwards. Wow, the crowd just went wild. They thought that was amazing. They would never forget that. And I'll tell you what, there was two other animals that would never forget it as well. Smokey the flying cat and Rex the loyal dog. Smokey the flying cat and Rex the loyal dog. They were in